Father, we just thank you.
Yes.
We thank you for the words we've heard and received. We pray such a blessing in our God's name. Lord, we pray you to remember Pastor Michael, David, Lord God. We ask that you would just touch the Lord with the oil and fresh oil of anointing. We place the virtue, Lord God, in ministering to us, O God, and just sanctify them, Father God, holy in your sight. We thank you for the word that has been received, Father God. We thank you for the understanding, the knowing, the desire to walk perfectly in your sight, Father God. Continue to bless us and move through us throughout this training. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are going, before we ask for our closing prayer, Reverend Johnson Olatuyi, we are going to have a few announcements. Praise God. So, you can sit down. It's okay. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So, we're going to have lunch. Praise God. The lunch break is from, when we finish, till 1:15. 1:15. We will be back at 1:15. 1:15. We will be back at 1:15. Oh, I love men and women of God. Y'all didn't just lie now, right? 1:15. Praise God. So in that returning, know that lunch is being provided by Faith in Christ Ministries of Maryland, and that is Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Peter Odug Bodo. I got it right. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will help us. Amen. So we thank God for that. Lunch will be served. I notice over here to the right in the room, the fireside room. It's over here through these doors right here. Praise God. Amen. Don't forget the resource. Brother Abraham John did say there was books back and there's other resources that may be found at the registration table for you as you're receiving today. And again, when we come back, just remember there's no food in the sanctuary, only clear water. Amen. Food and snacks we eat in another area. Praise God. Okay. Amen. So we're going to ask if Reverend Johnson Olatuyi will come forth and give us our closing prayer for this session. Remember, we'll be back at what time? Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a closing prayer. I'm not going to preach. It's not a lecture. We are going to pray. So please, can you stand up? Since yesterday, the Lord has been ministering unto us. You know, there are season and time for everything. I think to those of us who are here, we should be conscious of the message, the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And yesterday, the two lecturers gave us some hint, and that is, when we are talking about, and it's repeated today, when we are talking about the kingdom of God, we are talking about a king having a dominion, having some people under him. And those people are you. And yesterday, the man of God said, you are the special person whom the Lord has chosen to change the destiny of this nation. Amen. Amen. The Lord was crying in the book of Ezekiel. He said he's looking for a man that will stand in the gap. But there was none. So, and I think you are the one who will be standing for the kingdom. We want to pray that the kingdom of God will come upon America. That's my own. The man of God has told us your quality, what and what is God is expecting from you. He gave us 7 points, which I don't need to go to that now. We should be pure. We should be man of faith. We should be in agreement with one another. We should be perfect. We just want to pray that Lord, and the Bible says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that you might be able to show the glory of Him that have called you from darkness to His marvelous light. So we are going to pray together. Lord, help me to play my part in this kingdom. Lord, Enoch, we were told, walked with God for 300 years. And he was 365. He lived 365. That means the 65 years he never knew Christ. And somebody was mentoring him, praying for him by then. Then at the point of 65 years, he knew the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Your prayer now will bring somebody to the kingdom who has been in sin in America. So that's what I want you to pray for. That this season, Lord, honor my voice. And let people come to your kingdom. Those politicians, those people that are in the house, those that in the shelter of the hierarchy of this government, of the government of the nation, let us come in their life. Let your kingdom come to their life. I want us to pray for the kingdom. Father, bring your kingdom to America, to every young man, to every small man, to every big man in the streets of America. Open your mouth and continue to pray. Thy kingdom come, O Lord, upon the United States of America, upon men and women of this nation. Let thy kingdom come. Let us be saying so. Let's continue to echo them. Let thy kingdom come. Bring down thy kingdom, O Lord, upon male and female, to every home, to every state, to the local government, to the chairman, to the chairwoman, to the senate, to the member of the House of Representatives, to the man in the house. Bring thy kingdom into their life. Let thy kingdom come. Let it rule in our street. Let your kingdom rule in our home. Let your kingdom upon my children. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. Open your mouth and pray. I am asked to lead prayer. Open your mouth. Bring your kingdom to my life. Let your kingdom rule and reign in our church. Let every pastor continue to speak about the kingdom. Let your kingdom, let thy kingdom, let thy kingdom. Bring down thy kingdom, O Lord, upon the United States of America. Bring down thy kingdom, thy kingdom, thy kingdom, thy kingdom. Jesus, rule and reign in every home. Jesus, rule and reign in every home. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Thy kingdom, we need the kingdom of God. In our street, in our walk, in where we live. Bring thy kingdom, bring thy kingdom. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth. Your kingdom. 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 It's your kingdom we need. In the life of our president, in the life of the governor of Maryland, of Chicago, in the life of the senators, in the life of the justice. Lord, thy kingdom, thy kingdom, thy kingdom, thy kingdom. The kingdom of peace. The kingdom of righteousness. Thy kingdom. Thy kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible told us that he said, verse 4, then I return and consider all the oppression that is under the sun, and look, the tears of the oppressed, but they have no comforter. On the side of the oppressor, there is power, but they have no comforter. Brethren, men and women of God, we need to go away. We must cast our vote and vote for the party of our choice. But we should not allow the party to drive us to forget about the kingdom. Some people, they don't care. I say they don't care because they just want the party of their own choice. They are not thinking about the kingdom. How many of us are thinking about the kingdom before you vote? You just want the party that you know what you are looking for. Are they kingdom oriented? He said, in the path of the apostle, there is power. That is, you and myself need to know where we should direct our prayer. About the kingdom, the man of God was telling us, he said, every king has an influence upon them, upon their citizen. Then if the kingdom of Christ come upon this nation, upon your house, upon your vicinity, then you will be recognized, you will be called for. So we are going to pray for the kingdom. The same prayer we are going to repeat. Thy kingdom come. I want you to hear somebody. Thy kingdom come, O Lord, upon this nation. Let thy kingdom come. Rule and reign. People that have been oppressed, the oppression of the people. People that have been oppressed, they do not have comforter. Look at your children too. You know how many control you have over them. Hey, it's America. They are the all these children, sha. It's America. It's America. America gave you the children of God. So I want you to pray the kingdom of God. Lord, let your kingdom saturate this nation. Let your kingdom come into my life. Make me an impact. I want to make an impact. I want my prayer to be answered. Somebody pray for Enoch. 65 years he was in the world drinking beer. But when the prayer was answered, he changed. And the Bible said he walked with God 300 years. The same thing, your prayer will change the life of somebody. I want you to open, agree with your brother and your sister and say, we bring down the kingdom of God upon this nation, upon every home. In the 331 local government counties, in the 50 states, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. The kingdom of peace. The kingdom of joy. The kingdom of preaching the gospel. Thy kingdom come, O Lord. 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 Let thy kingdom come. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to use this opportunity to release your hand. We are going to pray that the kingdom of God will rule and reign in this nation. And we are going to offer it this way. I'm going to give you this prayer point now, biblically. The Bible says we wrestle not against blood, against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and power. Every area, there is principality ruling this place where we are. The church, the head of this church, this is principality of this church. This church where we are is a principality. The person who is the head. Obi, Pastor Obi, is the principality over ASPN. Either you know it or not. So the same thing, we have principalities in different dominions. And there are principalities that are working against Christians in this nation. So that's the one we want to pray. Either you know it or you don't know it. Either you believe it, it is political genius or anything. Just pray. I am asked to lead you in prayer. We are going to pray. All the principalities and power that want to counteract the will of God in this nation, that want to confront Christianity in this, we pull them down. Say amen. It's let over take the office. We release them from the offices. In the name of Jesus. Every power, every principality militating against the gospel of Jesus. You hear what I said. I'm not talking about those who are about politics now. But those that are militating. I'm here in this country to preach the gospel. And that is part of, and I want to preach it. Anybody that want to hinder me, I will go on my knees to tear all their strongholds down. So we are going to pray over this nation. Anything going contrary to the kingdom of God, under it, we put them down in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We destroy them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We lift the standard of God against every principalities and power, militating against the kingdom of God in the United States of America. Pray in Jesus' name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every power, every fascist, every human agent, every satanic agent, every political party, every militating fascist, militating against the kingdom of God in the United States of America. We pull you down in this place. Let order take his office. Let his position be vacant. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every principalities and power working contrary to the will of God in this nation that are fighting against Christianity, they will not reach the place. We tear them their stronghold. Let them continue to lose their power. Let them continue to lose their mind. They will not see the light of the day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every principalities and power militating against the kingdom of God in the United States of America, you are pulled down. We pull you down now in future. In Jesus' name we pray. I have 3 more minutes. Open your eyes. Hold somebody. Just two now, two people. Hold somebody. Please. Casting down imagination and everything to the obedience of Christ. Casting down imagination and to everything to the obedience of Christ. We want to pray. You will agree with that very person. We cast down every imagination to the obedience of Christ in the United States of America. We cast down every imagination to the obedience of Christ. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. The man of God told us now, when we are praying, if our heart does not agree with our mouth, there will be no miracle. We want miracle to happen now. That is, you will go out there and your job will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Because you have cast down every imagination that is counteracting the power of the Almighty. I have 2 more minutes. I want you to pray. We are going to say it to the other. Say after me, we cast down every imagination, every power, every ruler that is working contrary to the will of God in this nation. We cast you down in the name of Jesus. We cast you down. Turn it into prayer, brother. We cast down every power, every forces that is militating against the kingdom of God in this nation. We pull you down in the churches, in our churches, in our home, in our environment. Every power militating against the kingdom of God, we cast you down upon our home, upon our church, upon our environment, upon this nation. We cast you down. Every power that is moving contrary to holiness, every power that is moving contrary to the name of Jesus, every power that counteracts the name of Jesus, you are cast down. You are pulled asunder. We shatter you, we cancel you, we destroy you by fire, by the fire of Holy Ghost. We shatter you, we cancel you, we destroy you. We pull you down. Every stronghold of the enemy in high places, in the low low places. You are cast down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that wants to do contrary. Every agreement from the pit of hell. You are cast down. We cast you down. We shatter you. We silence you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Oh Lord, arise and let your enemy be scattered. Let the Lord arise and let his enemy be scattered. Every enemy of the kingdom in the United States of America, we pull you to your root. You are rooted in Jesus' name. Maybe now in future, those that are gathering themselves together to counteract, to face the Christianity in this nation, you shall not stand in Jesus' name.
Every communicating about the kingdom of God in our churches, in our home, you are cast out in Jesus' name. We cast you down in Jesus' name. Everything that is not under you to the name of Jesus, in all our activity, you are paralyzed in Jesus' name. We send you start to waste you off in Jesus' name. Let thy kingdom come down. Let thy kingdom come down. And let thy will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.